This Fan Run podcast is brought to you by DraftKings.
Billy Stats here with Fox Sports Knoxville, and I'm here to tell you DraftKings Sportsbook is not only my favorite sportsbook, but it's America's top-rated sportsbook. Download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use promo code FANRUN when you sign up to turn $1 into $150 in free credits. Bet on the basketball team of your choice to win the next game, and if they do, you will claim $150 in free credits. That's promo code FANRUN in all caps for a limited time and only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Tennessee only, restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text the Tennessee Red Line, 1-800-889-9789.
Controversy is my gym. I'll do 100 reps of controversy for a six-pack of truth.
You're listening to Talk Sports.
Too much emphasis is put on originality. Feel free to take ideas and update them at your will. All great artists take and update, except for us.
It's true, we're 100% original.
We're not stealing content for them.
Hour two kicking off in the Fan Run Studios. Hour two brought to you by Home Field Apparel. You saw the launch this weekend on Twitter. 15 new designs. Appreciate them for sending us some. If you're watching on Periscope, this beautiful soft shirt, courtesy of Home Field Apparel. Use the promo code GOVALS for 15% off your first order. They also offer free shipping on orders over $70, homefieldapparel.com. Hour two headlines. What do you got for us, Draven?
Well, John, some things just...
I don't know how to do this.
I know. Wow. It has been a while. Some things do never change, though, like my ability to do headlines. And Kanye West's ability to say he's going to drop an album and not drop the album and just continue to leave us hanging and hanging and hanging on the edge there. As
the album's coming at the beginning of August, they said.
Come
2 weeks.
What? The whole report was this weekend. I heard Friday. I was excited. I was checking. Everybody told me. I saw.
What you heard was that they're doing a album release party in Atlanta. They did do an album release party in Atlanta. People loved it. People said it was great. They brought Jay-Z out. He's back. Everyone's like, wow, Jay-Z and Kanye are friends, and all it took was him and Kim Kardashian breaking up. How much did he hate her? And, like, everyone's happy, and then you've seen the really funny pictures of Kanye West, who is apparently living.
That was going to be my next kind of topic of discussion here.
He's apparently living in the basement, in the locker room of the Mercedes-Benz Stadium in Atlanta.
What?
Yeah, he's apparently got him a studio in there, and I saw some people, some Atlanta United people mad that basically they gave them, like, they gave Kanye the good locker room, and the soccer team kind of got put into, like, the auxiliary locker room, which they said
really?
Was so good, but not as nice.
Wow.
And Kanye's been holed up in there and say he's not leaving until the album's done. He's been, has a chef down there, and he's just vibing. And then, I don't know if you saw the pictures of him walking around the soccer game in his red suit with his mask on.
What was that?
Yeah.
Would you care to explain that to me?
COVID, man. He doesn't want COVID. He doesn't want COVID.
I mean, what? There's just so
the
many.
The red suit was nice, bro. I might get one of
those
jackets.
Whoa, whoa, not talking about the suit. What the hell's going on
those
here? Why is he
jacket,
living in the stadium? Like, why did the stadium, like, approve this? Why are they cool with it? Like, B, why? Like, he doesn't have his own studio? Does he have his own ranch, like, completely in the middle of nowhere where he's isolated?
It's hard.
Isn't that the whole point?
It's something I learned from being just in Montana / Wyoming. It is tough to get out there and fly. And rental cars are expensive, bro. He's just like, you know what? It's easier to. And, you know, he just did that big event at Mercedes-Benz. I'm sure he put it in the contract of, like, hey,
I'm going to stay here for a couple months. Like, wait, what?
Was, I get to use the locker room until the album is finished. They probably thought it was going to be Friday, but he's like, nah, I need 2 more weeks. Just give me 2 more weeks. I don't know if you know about eviction laws in this country, Draven. It's hard to evict somebody once they are a tenant.
I guess.
It's hard. Yeah. It's COVID. You can't really evict people right now. And I'm sure they like the publicity. Atlanta.
No, I, that's fine.
It's really the home of hip-hop, if you think about it. I know it might have started in New York or whatever, but Atlanta kind of is the home of hip-hop.
Like, what is, I'm just curious.
Last 20 years.
What is Kanye trying to gain from this, though? Like,
what do you mean?
Is he gaining inspiration from being in a football stadium? Like,
I wouldn't say it's inspiration. I'd say he just wants to stay down there and work, bro.
Yeah,
picture
focus.
Yourself.
What do you mean stay down there and work? Work in your house,
less
your studio. Does he need motivation? Does he just want to be somewhere different? Like, I don't understand.
COVID,
what's the point?
If COVID has taught us anything, it's that sometimes it's important to, like, get out of the house. Sometimes you find yourself in a bad routine. You need to get out of the house when you're working. I know that, like, at first, like, oh, cool, we're working from home. But then if you didn't have, like, a designated office space, you're probably champing at the bit to get back in the office. So he's like, hey, let me get out of here. Draven, picture yourself, you know, being locked up in a room doing 5 beats a day for 3 summers, okay? He deserves to do these.
So I guess I'll go to Mercedes-Benz Stadium and do the same thing in the basement of Mercedes-Benz.
Instead of
he's doing the same thing. He's working on music.
Instead of watching TV, he gets to come out of the basement and watch some soccer. We don't even know if that was him, actually. I would like to be the guy just walking around as Kanye West in these outfits. Although the one picture does kind of look like a smile. And I don't know. Have you guys ever seen the movie Us? I'm getting strong like Us vibes from this. Jumpsuits, like the weird tetheredness, like living in a basement. I got bad vibes from this. Bad vibes from this.
Ooh. Can we realize this is all just Kanye being Kanye because he's about to drop an album, right? Like that's at the end of the day. That's what this.
He's gonna drop an album. He's working.
Well, I'm
on
saying
it
he's doing all this to hype up his album. He does this every time. The last album, not the Jesus is King, the one before that. Didn't he have his little TMZ episode where he's on TMZ shouting and going crazy? And then next thing you know, it's like album came out next week.
I think that was when Jesus is King came out.
Oh, was it?
Yeah.
I knew that was...
Yeah. He was going through some things there, bro. He's
always going through some things.
He's a manic depression.
Maybe that's fine, but I'm just... It's kind of funny to me that it's always these episodes tend to happen before he drops music.
This is art. It's art, Draven.
Art?
It's art.
Staying in a football stadium is art?
Well, I mean,
what makes that art?
How's that any different than like staying? How's that any different than staying in his ranch?
Stop! You know that this is just complete publicity pool. He's just getting, he's trying to get attention. Yeah. He's trying to get eyeballs on Kanye West. Yeah. So when he drops the album, more people will listen to it.
Because the biggest rock star in America.
Are you trying to act like he doesn't do this? He does this.
The biggest rock star in America needs extra eyeballs on him. You're right.
The biggest rock star in America. I don't know about that.
Who's bigger?
If anything, I think this is kind of a make or break album for Kanye.
Who's bigger?
A lot of people didn't like Jesus is King.
I didn't even listen to it.
Exactly.
But it doesn't matter because people, you know why? They still sold out Mercedes-Benz for his album release.
So were they just playing old Kanye songs or
something? No, they were playing the new album. It just ain't finished.
Oh, okay. So they had a couple snippets.
No, they played full songs, but it's just like it was like 10 or 12 songs, but like it wasn't just the final product, I guess.
So, by the way, I mean...
Like I said, Jay-Z came there and did his verse like in like 2 hours before like the show. It's like I'm sure you got like mix and master and get it ready to like go out and like, you know, kind of rewrite some stuff.
Is what's this album kind of leaning towards when it comes to the different versions of Kanye we've seen? Like what do we know?
It's not the gospel stuff. Although,
I didn't think so.
I mean, his music has always had like the gospel, like kind of the samples
bit,
and stuff
right.
a little bit. But like, no, I mean, it's more of a rap album.
Okay.
I didn't bother like watching the release too much because A, you knew it was going to be a lot different when the actual album came. And B, I just was doing other stuff.
Either way.
Like, you know, but Draven, everyone knew the album wasn't coming out Friday. You gotta. No one thought it was actually coming Friday.
It's just.
Especially not at midnight. Come on.
I mean, yeah, everybody thought that because we know Kanye West does this. Because this is Kanye. Yeah. This is Kanye. What he does.
When he put. It's not for attention, though, is my. Issue.
I think it helps when you're like, hey, I'm going to drop an album. Everybody gets excited, then you wait, and then you're staying in a stadium, and you're gaining attention that way, and people are like, wow, he's really working hard on this album, or B, Kanye's a lunatic. Like, he's crazy. I want to see what he does next.
As Kanye West once said, name one genius that ain't crazy.
That was a good line.
He had the album release party. People liked it. People were excited. I don't think he's doing it for attention. I just think he's a perfectionist that, like, can't get this out and like it's just kind of probably struggling because like you said, it kind of is a make or break album. But like, anybody who knows anything about like his music process is like he is someone who like will lock himself in. You know, when he did My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy, his best album by the way, like he like locked himself like in there like in Hawaii, like at a resort for like six like 3 months. Just working around the clock nonstop. Whenever he did the
poor Kanye, huh? Working nonstop in Hawaii for 3 months.
I mean, I'm just saying, like, out there, like, and then, like, the same thing for Ye, like, it was, you know, they locked himself in Montana. Like, he did that for, like, 3 or 4 months as they had just put out a new album every week with, like, between him and Kid Cudi and Pusha T and, you know, a couple other projects. So, like, this is kind of his process. Next headline, please.
By the way, Kim Kardashian was at the showing, correct? You know.
The kids, is she there with the kids or something? She bring the kids? Or?
Yeah. I think she was there for Kanye, John. That's what I think.
The kiddos were there.
Kanye's moved on. He is, is he not with,
already?
Is it Ronaldo's ex? He's with some soccer player's ex, I thought.
That was quick.
Yeah, we all grieve differently.
I guess so.
I think he's been in the gym a little bit, though. Good for him.
Yeah.
That picture they show is
maybe
triceps.
Working out in the – there's probably a workout facility somewhere in the stadium, right?
I mean, it sounds like a cool place to actually hole up. It'd be nice to live there.
Yeah.
Anyways, next headline.
So we have some Madden ratings coming out, John. Madden NFL 22 right around the corner. Can almost taste it. Football season. Here we come.
Arena Shaik. Shaik.
Yeah.
That's Kanye's
I've
girl.
Seen that name before.
She's very attractive.
Yeah. She was on the Sports Illustrated covers for the swimsuit.
Kanye's back.
Kanye's back. So we had, again, Madden ratings coming out. We had the receivers released today, John, and we had the top 10 receivers on Madden NFL 22. We had one 99 wide receiver, Devontae Adams, probably no surprise there, making the 99 club. They always make it a pretty big deal where they have like four or five players, right? They usually start out 99, something like that. Not going to run through the whole list, John, but I did find it interesting. Man, you know, a lot of hate getting thrown towards me just because I say Amari Cooper, top 10 wide receiver.
This is
going to
be the saddest thing you've ever done. Just before you keep talking, this is going to be the saddest thing you've ever done on the radio. If you're about to come on here and cite Madden ratings as like proving that somebody is good or somebody is bad.
What do you think they get these Madden ratings? You think they're just making them up as they go?
I'm just warning you that if you come on here and do this, it's going to be the saddest thing you've ever done on the radio. So
I just think it is interesting that Amari Cooper made the top 10 list, 92 overall.
Go ahead.
And, you know, A.J. Brown, a guy that you continue to hype up as a really good receiver, is not on the list.
Come
on
here and cite Madden ratings as some type of proof of something. This is the saddest thing you've ever done. I'm not exaggerating. It's the saddest thing you've ever done.
By the way, Madden has said they're incorporating like next-gen stats, stuff like that, to affect these players, their ratings, their you know how they play, all that.
Didn't they have Rob Gronkowski as a 95 last year? Wasn't he rated as the third best tight end a year after retirement? Like, didn't he come in as a third ranked tight end, a 95 overall?
Greatest tight end of all time, bro. I mean,
was he a 95 last year?
Yeah.
How many yards did he have? 300?
How many?
What about the Super Bowl, John? What about
I was going to say, how many touchdowns did he have in the Super Bowl, though?
How many yards did he have in the last regular season? Over under 350. How many did he have?
Did we not say
did
that?
Did he get over 350? Oh, he got 623. Good for him.
This is not a fair argument, by the way. Came in hot, like out of shape down in Tampa, like was not.
And he was rated 95. Yes, exactly.
Yeah,
thank you.
Way too
that
high.
Is exactly the point. Thank you.
You have one player. One player who's overrated, who, again, is the greatest tight end of all time, who's the GOAT of tight ends.
It always happens. That's just the only one that stands out to me.
Does he have that over Tony Gonzalez?
Yes.
I mean,
Super Bowls is Tony Gonzalez.
I am going to the Super Bowls. I mean, Gronkowski's great. Gronkowski's better than Gonzalez. I mean, he is at his peak.
Yeah.
And Gonzalez was nowhere near the blocker he was. Anyways, so what's your point? Go ahead.
Again, that Amari Cooper is a top 10 wide receiver on Madden, essentially. Yeah, Devontae Adams, again, 99. Hopkins, a 98. Tyreek Hill, a 98 as well. Maybe a little surprise there. Diggs was a 97. Your boy Julio, 95 overall. Michael Thomas, 94. You had Keenan Allen, 93.
How'd you feel about their quarterback ratings last year?
Hmm?
How'd you feel about their quarterback ratings last year?
Seemed pretty solid.
Your boy Tom Brady, a 90 overall, fifth, who you've called the best, you know, player in the league.
Seems pretty – I mean, who was ahead of him? Mahomes,
Drew Brees at a 93.
Hmm. Going into the year, Brady was coming off
– Lamar Jackson, a 94.
I mean, Brady was coming off the year where he was really bad in New England, right?
You
could understand
– What about Dak Prescott down at 84 overall, tied with Carson Wentz?
Could have been a little bit higher.
What about Aaron Rodgers, who was an 89 overall? Good for sixth in the league.
Oh, disrespect.
Any thoughts on those?
Yeah, understandable.
Okay, just checking.
It's all about just, you know, stats and everything. You got a talent, speed, athleticism kind of factors into the ratings a little
right,
bit.
Right, but okay,
so,
just checking.
You know, kind of understandable that Rodgers might be a little lower than other athletic guys.
Yeah, you know, I was just checking how you felt about it. Just checking. It sounds like you feel good about those, so that's good.
It sounds like you're just jealous that A.J. Brown didn't crack the top 10. Top 10?
I'm not
jealous. Top 10 receivers.
I'm not jealous at all. I don't care.
I think you're undervaluing these Madden ratings. Again, they put a lot into it.
Okay, you looking at that list right now, is it comparable to the ESPN list that we've been diving in?
I want to see a little bit. See if during the break you can find me last year's wide receiver rankings. See if you can find me that. 2020 is ratings last year when the game came out.
Okay.
Hour one. That was last hour. Hour two.
over here producing. Triple-double, no assist. Got to argue people for Madden rankings. Hour two is off and running these headlines. We'll be back on the other side. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.
R.I.P. R.I.P. Bismarck.
What a song.
Sad.
Did you track down those Madden rankings from last year?
I did. I did indeed.
Do they prove my point or no?
I mean, seems pretty legit to me.
Nah, let's not waste any time on it then.
Huh. Funny how that works. Odell was a 91, Mike Evans 92, Diggs 92, Keenan Allen right about the same, 92, Cooper 93, I mean, Adams 94.
So wait, Amari Cooper was a 93 last year?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, never mind.
Madden just knows what they're talking about. That's what this is.
Never mind, that does prove my point. Never mind.
Okay, I think...
Never mind.
I think Madden's kind of proven how underrated Amari Cooper is, but either way, we can move on.
I don't think that's the point they've proven. Again, when NFL people are not putting him in the top 19, I don't think Madden's proving anything.
Who do you trust more? NFL execs or Madden? I mean, come on. Is that even a question?
It's really not. It's really not a question. Yeah, you're right. It's not. I'm a little disappointed.
Uh-oh.
Nah, I'm just disappointed about the Aaron Rodgers tucking his tail in and coming to play. Am I alone in that?
No, yeah.
I'm disappointed in it, too.
And it's not even like, he's not even announced it yet. It's just he told a close friend, right? Isn't that basically the report? They just have close friends indicating that he is going to play?
Yeah, I mean, it's just, yeah, Rappaport reporting that, you know, people close to Rodgers are saying he's going to play. That Rodgers is telling people he's going to play. That would be disappointing, no? I mean, like, I was fully thinking that he would be the one. Like, we had the whole thing. Oh, it's about respect. Rodgers doesn't need money. Rodgers is a celebrity. Rodgers. He's just going to tuck his tail back and go play? And I guess money does talk in one sense. Like, it ain't about, like, hey, give me a raise. It's about, like, hey, I don't want to have to give you back the signing bonus money.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to do that. Whoa. No, I'm not giving money back. I'm just retiring. Wait, I have to give you signing bonus money? No, never mind. I'll play.
Well, I mean, my question is, like, what was the point of all this, Aaron? Like, if you're going to end up playing the whole time, like, nothing has changed from when he said he was done with the team to now. Nothing has changed other than what the Packers saying. Yeah, he's our guy. Like, that's literally been the only thing. So, like, I'm curious, like, was this the plan the whole time? Was just to troll the team, like I said, for, what, 3 months and then just play at the end of the day? Like you said, that just seems kind of soft.
What about a trade during the season? He reports to camp for Green Bay. His contract's good and intact. And then
if he shows up, he plays. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
They won't trade him.
Well, I mean, like, what's the point of showing up if that's the case? I mean, why would the Packers change course if he shows up? I mean, like, they've won in that case. Maybe they trade him after the maybe they come back with an understanding of, hey, this is the quote-unquote last rod.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whether or not that means, like, he gets traded next offseason, like, hey, give us more time, we'll trade you after the year before the draft, give us one more year, or if he's just like, hey, I'm retiring.
Which, by the way, the whole Last Dance stuff, it just makes me sick to my stomach. I actually watched a little bit of Last Dance at the beach. Just they only had, like, Netflix stuff. So, you know, throw it on, watch a couple episodes, whatever. Like, Jordan, I think it's a little different here, right? Like, Rodgers, how many rings do you have, bro? Like, you're trying to act like you're Michael Jordan out here. Like, you're going to decide whether to come back or not, or you're going to retire if it's not your way or whatever. Like, you don't have the same leverage in that situation. You've won one championship, and it was a decade ago.
Yeah,
literally. Like, what kind of power do you think you have here, man? I think this power has gotten to his head a little bit. I really do think he feels like he's Michael Jordan. Like, it's almost like whatever, the ball's in his court, essentially.
He was literally the best player last year.
And where did that get him? I mean, he didn't win a Super Bowl. He's not winning championships in Green Bay. That's fine. You can be the best player, but it's not like that's getting the Packers anywhere.
I mean, it's getting them deep into the playoffs most years. But, yeah, not winning a championship. I mean, they were the one seed last year. They probably should have won the Super Bowl, or at least won the NFC.
Yeah. And we might be talking about it a little bit differently if he did, but...
I mean, he is still really, really, really good, and so is Adams. I don't think he's meaning literally I'm Michael Jordan. It's just more so of like, hey, this is our last dance type of thing. Because, I mean, that's what that whole documentary was built around, was like everyone knew that was the last season going in. They were able to win a championship. So maybe the Packers can win a championship as one last, you know, hoorah, and then go out and leave on their terms. I don't think they will. But, like, that's the battle cry, I guess. It's like, hey, one last ride, Devontae, let's do this, then we'll both get out of here. But again, yes, like, you can't compare yourself to those two if you are.
And you better win a damn Super Bowl this year, right? Like, you can't, again, do all this and then have this, like, a parade, like, hey, I'm coming back, like Jordan did where he put the I'm back on a big thing. Like if you're going to have this big moment, then you have to win a Super Bowl. Or else Aaron Rodgers is just always going to look like really, like, the diva of quarterbacks, essentially. Right? Because we've never had a quarterback really do this. We've never had a quarterback basically try to force his way out like an NBA player has before or something like that. Like, we've not seen that.
Yeah, no, not really.
I mean, you can compare it to Carson Palmer, I guess, but this still not the same magnitude.
Yeah, no, not at all. Carson Palmer, I mean, and plus, like, Carson Palmer kind of was right. I mean, I feel like Carson Palmer was on the Bengals. A franchise that was known for losing, a franchise that, like, yeah, you know, they were making the playoffs, but, like, he couldn't win a game. He blows his knee out, and then, like, they're kind of dead in the water at that point. So if I'm Carson Palmer, I kind of understood, like, hey, no, I want paid, or I'm retiring, I'm out. And then just actually he walked away, and he ended up winning because he got to, you know, get traded and come out of retirement. But, like, yeah, we haven't really seen this. And I really, really thought Aaron Rodgers was going to be the one that was like, no, I'm good. I'll quit. I'll retire. And instead, he's like, no, I'll play. Last ride. Boo. Although, I mean, I guess, like, it makes the NFL season more interesting, him playing.
Oh, yeah.
Than
yeah.
if he doesn't.
Yeah, people so, like, are going to eat that up.
As a football fan, like, I want to see Jordan Love throw ground balls out there. I want to see him get booed. But I'd rather watch Aaron Rodgers play football.
Okay, if it's the last dance for Rodgers and Devontae, you see them staying together? To continue their NFL journey?
I think it's going to be much tougher for Devontae Adams to get out of there. But, like, maybe maybe not. Maybe they trade him. I don't even know what his contract situation is. Like, how many years does Devontae Adams have left on his contract? Of course, we know in the NFL you can get franchise tagged.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, if you are the Green Bay Packers, you might be looking and saying, okay, once Rodgers is gone, we'll have a good excuse to go ahead and hit the reset button.
Yeah, he's an unrestricted free agent in 2022.
So, after this year.
Yeah.
Yep.
Which, again, that doesn't mean they can't franchise tag him, although if Devontae Adams actually wants out, it would make more sense at that age. He's 28 right now. DeAndre Hopkins is 29. We saw what happened to DeAndre Hopkins when the Texans were kind of like, okay, yeah, let's kind of reset here a little bit. And they traded him. So maybe it's around the same time they would look and trade, you know, a tag and trade. We'll franchise tag you and then trade you. That way you can go somewhere else. At 29, you would think he'd still be able to get one more decent 3 or 4 year contract. When I say decent, I mean big time contract. You know, get paid top receiver money for 3 or 4 years.
Go play with this boy, Derek Carr, out there with the Raiders.
Yeah,
maybe.
Seen that kind of rumor swirling around a little bit.
Yeah, no, I mean, he said, like, if he played for any other quarterback besides Rodgers, he'd want it to be Carr, his boy. And of course, they're going to need a receiver, and everyone is going to need a receiver like Devontae Adams.
Yeah.
So I'd imagine there'd be a market for him, and they would trade. And if you're the Packers, maybe like, hey, Rodgers retires, and we'll get a first-round pick for Adams. Or maybe like, hey, Rodgers is going to play for somebody else, and we'll get a couple first-round picks, and our rebuild is off and running. Maybe.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Maybe these guys are both cowards, and they'll play, and they'll win, and then they'll be like, okay, the Packers. It gives them enough time to fire their GM and get somebody in place to let Rodgers retire as a Packer.
The day the Packers lose, though, I mean, just even the first game, it's going to be – I feel like there's going to be so much turmoil, so much drama with it.
Yeah, and a lot of booze, too.
The thing about The Last Dance I don't really show you is that the regular season didn't go so well. I mean, they kind of hinted that, but basically, like, you know, Pippen was sitting out the first, you know, month and a half of the year.
Yep.
The contract stuff around there was ugly as he wanted to pay. Like, it wasn't all, like, sunshine, and they end up winning a championship. Three-peating, defending their title. But then, like, the Bulls like, yeah, we're done with this. And, you know, I think the Bulls regret that, obviously, because, you know, they haven't been really relevant since then outside of maybe 2 Derrick Rose years. So maybe the Packers are like, hey, we got him to stay. That's goal number one.
now we try to mend this relationship and we try to like keep this core together. Maybe that's what they do. But if you're the Packers and you get this news that it's hopeful, not official, but Ian Rappaport says hopeful, you got to feel good if you're Green Bay. Ryan High, if you're a Green Bay and a Milwaukee Bucks fan, you're like living,
wow,
living your best life.
Yeah.
Let's go to break. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio. Back in. I don't know what the hell this computer's doing over here. That's tough. Trying to over here make changes, trying to do some producing, and then it locked up, and then the next thing you know, the commercial's gone. And next thing you know, here we are.
Doing so well.
I was bobbing.
You were doing so well.
I was rocking out over here. I'm not taking the blame on that one. Maybe the computer freezing at the wrong time. I'll give the blame to it, but here we are. What else did we miss? Any Olympic covers caught your eyes? It is Monday after the Olympics. We had, some pretty big stuff. You had Katie Ledecky losing, getting a silver medal. Although, for as great as she's been here and, kind of dominating a lot of the sports, a lot of the types of swims and events, she was the underdog in that one, and she lost. What else? We had Team USA losing a game that actually matters.
They did.
Yep. Luka Doncic just being incredible in his debut.
Oh, Luka.
I knew he was going to do this.
Yeah, I knew it.
I was thinking about that
Luka's
today.
It's Luka's wet dream. He got to play on a team he didn't have to pass the ball at all. That's his wet dream.
Oh, my God.
I mean, you're not wrong.
I mean, it's what I've been saying about him. Ball hog. He wants to go out there and score.
Why are you downplaying it right now? Quit downplaying. He literally scored the second most points in an Olympic game? The second most?
Tied for the second most.
You're still downplaying. I don't understand. Like, what does this guy need to do? Have 40 assists? Would that make you happy?
Do it against somebody with a pulse. Argentina's pretty terrible.
Is that French team, like, really, really that much better than, like...
Which, by the way, I mean, Luka's shown that he can do it. So, I mean, win a gold medal, bro. Gold medal's wide open.
If France doesn't get it.
I mean, on that terrible team, though, come on.
Oh.
To score 48 on that.
Someone's got to score.
Name somebody else on the team.
I can't.
Exactly.
Again, it's Luka's wet dream. Just get out there and get to shoot. Don't have to pass the ball at all.
Does that not make it more impressive, though, when you have to literally do everything?
I don't care about what he does against Argentina. We don't have to write the praising.
Doesn't matter what he does against the Clippers. Doesn't matter what he does against Argentina.
Doesn't matter what he did against the Clippers. He lost against the Clippers. It does matter what he did.
But he was unbelievable in the whole entire series.
No, he wasn't. He got outplayed by Kawhi Leonard the entire series.
Oh,
he was the second best player in the series.
Oh, boy.
Maybe third behind Paul George. Playoff P.
You really how crazy you sound right now.
You think he's better than Kawhi Leonard in that playoff series?
Yeah. I think he was. Yeah.
He wasn't.
It's close, but yeah.
Make up your mind. Does winning matter or not? That's all I'm asking. Does winning matter or not? Because he lost the series.
It's a team sport, John.
Blew a 2-0 lead.
Basketball's a team sport.
Okay. Well, good. I give a lot of credit to Slovenia, the teammates on Slovenia, for helping set up Luka.
48-11-5. 48 points in an Olympic game.
It's
and you're
cool.
sitting here downplaying it.
It's
absolutely
huge accomplishment.
Blows my mind.
It's great. Good for him. I'm happy for him. He goes, since it's so important, who has the record? You know who has the record for most points in an Olympic game?
I saw his name earlier, but I cannot remember it.
Oh, okay, so it doesn't really matter? Interesting, okay. Well, Oscar Schmidt scored 55.
That's what it was, yeah.
A name you'll never forget.
I think we're going to remember Luka, okay? I think we're going to remember this guy
well. No excuse not to get a gold medal at this point. Team USA loses to France, blows a double-digit lead to France.
Just ugly. Brutal. What? How many shots did they miss in a row in that final minute? Was it 4, 5? Or they just kept getting offensive rebounds and just missing 3 after 3?
It was not Dame time.
Oh, my goodness.
It wasn't any other time.
The only player that played okay was Drew Holiday.
And he had just gotten there.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a bad roster. It's a bad roster. A poorly put together roster. I think Greg Popovich is over the hill. You did see the discussions after the game that Team USA, the players are frustrated with Popovich's system, how he's trying to make them play the Spurs offense. And everyone's pointing fingers. Popovich is doing the thing after the game where he's still trying to like, hey, let's praise France. They're a good team. Which France is a good team. Evan Fournier is a pretty good NBA player. He's not scored 28 points on your head, though, good NBA player.
I was going to say, wasn't he just absolutely terrible in the playoffs at times? Didn't he first get to Boston after he got traded to and went like, what was it, 1 for 15?
I think he went 1 for his first 18. Then he started playing a little bit better. Then he got COVID, and then it was a wrap for them.
Yeah.
But, like, I mean, you let Evan Fournier score 28 points whenever your best defender on the perimeter is?
Drew Holiday?
Sure. But, I mean, like, a Drew Holiday that's, you know, coming fresh off the finals that also, like, isn't really, you know, he's a good defender. I don't want to, like, say he's not a good defender. He's a really good defender. But, like, that's your only hope. Like, you can get – when you only have one defender on the team, you can kind of, like, you know, get involved in pick-and-roll situations and pick-and-switches. And Fournier is busting him, too. Hmm. Nice of them to add JaVale McGee to the roster, though. Big two minutes and 2 points for him.
Love it.
Love seeing Jeremy Grant on the team no minutes. Huge contribution by Kellen Johnson, who scored 0 points in his 9 minutes. And Draymond Green was clearly really effective in his 21 minutes as he scored 2 points. And again, Evan Fournier scored 28.
Can we please talk about Draymond crying on Instagram?
What is Draymond doing?
What makes sense
for me is that, like, someone else is running his account, and, like, someone, because, like, what, he refers to himself as DG? Like, that whole thing was weird. They post some rookie, and his account replies, not a lot of love for DG. That's okay. Keep that same energy. What are you talking about? What did you want them to post? Draymond Green with a big 2 points as Team USA falls by 7. The hell did you want him to say?
Oh, my goodness.
11 points, Draven. They scored 11 points in the third quarter. They outscored 25-11. And again, this France team's pretty good. This France team's got NBA players on it. It's got some NBA players. They're a good team. Which, by the way, how do you feel if you're the Knicks and Nick Kalina doesn't even get to play for France? This guy you drafted early in the first round, he didn't even get off the bench.
Oh, golly.
I don't know if he was hurt or something, but he didn't play, and still France was just fine. No, it's a bad, bad game, and Greg Popovich is, you know, kind of the one getting thrown on the bus now. We'll see. We'll keep saying, because I would imagine Team USA still getting out of group play. Right? I mean, that's kind of what everyone thinks, like Team USA still going to get out of group play.
I mean, they can't lose another game, right? Is that how does...
Yeah, I mean, it's a points situation.
Mm-hmm. I mean, losing another game would be pretty killer, right? Having two losses in group play?
Let's see. I saw that they're still not really in trouble of not getting out. Let me get the exact rules. They're going to have like a tough road, though.
Mm-hmm.
There's 12 teams split into three groups, so then they do a round robin. The team that finishes in first and second place from each group will advance. So they have to finish in the top two. So
they just got to beat the other two.
Losing would hurt them.
Yeah.
They could still get out technically if they lost to a team and then that team lost to France. I don't know if it goes to point differential at that point.
Mm-hmm. Who's the other teams in the group, in USA's group?
The other teams in their group, you would think they'd have this easily lined out.
Looking up this stuff is so difficult for
the
Olympics.
It really has been. I really don't understand why either. So far, that's been my big takeaway from the Olympic basketball or the Olympics in general. Is just like, I never know what channel, what's playing.
Mm-hmm. Nope.
I never know when it's on. Do I have to go to Peacock? Because I don't have to go to Peacock to watch the basketball, which that might be the best thing Peacock ever did, was not make us watch this on actual NBC.
A couple of the teams that they have coming up, their final two play games are against Iran and the Czech Republic.
Yeah, so like I said, the USA is not really in trouble of not advancing because they should beat Iran and they should beat the Czech Republic. They should finish second in Group A. Slovenia is in Group C. That win against them, that win they had yesterday. Against Argentina probably goes a long way to getting them to the next round because they'll have to beat Japan. They should beat Japan.
Yeah.
And then that should give them two wins and enough to get out. So it looks like Luka should advance to the knockout round.
It would be really impressive if he was able to get a gold medal with this team.
Oh, yeah.
Right? I mean, that would be unheard of.
I don't think they're getting a gold medal, no. But that would be really impressive if they did. I'd be impressed, honestly, if they got a bronze medal. I mean, mm-hmm. just to be fair. I mean, I think if they beat either Australia, Italy, France, America, you know, I think that'd be a pretty big accomplishment. Australia, did I say them? You know, beating one of those teams would be a pretty big accomplishment for them.
Back to Team USA, though. I feel like Popovich is kind of becoming a little bit of a scapegoat in this.
I think it's justifiable, though. I mean, I think Popovich has put together a bad team. I think he has his rotations weren't good, man. The guys he had at the end of the game in game one, they kind of were indefensible. He had a bad lineup in there.
I was watching the last couple minutes. I mean, they had like four or five open threes, like I said, and just kept getting offensive rebounds and kept missing shots. It's like, man, you can't do much about that when you have all these Dame Lillard and Kevin Durant and all these great clutch shooters who just can't make shots. Like
He had Durant in the first half, right? And Durant picked up his fourth foul in the first half. Like that, yeah. Is bad. That's coaching. You can't have that, especially in Olympics when you only have five fouls. You don't get six. You can't pick up a fourth foul. But, I mean, like, his team didn't do him any favors, but, like, you can't – I really didn't understand having Devin Booker and Zach LaVine in the game at the end. I don't – like, that's, like, two of your best five.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to play Dame Lillard, that's fine. Like, he's a closer. I get that. But, like, I just didn't like some of the lineup they had in at the end of the game. Like, I don't think LaVine or Booker is two of your best five, especially Booker getting off a flight 18 hours before. Like, I know Holiday played well, but Booker didn't. I don't know. I thought some of the stuff Popovich did was bad. He is probably going to be a scapegoat, but also, like, I think he's a scapegoat for the Colangelos who put this roster together. Again, there's a lot of guys on this team who ain't giving you nothing.
Right.
And it's not like – I'm not blaming Popovich. I'm not even blaming the Colangelos for not having LeBron and Steph Curry out there because those guys are just old and didn't want to be out there. They've already done it.
Mm-hmm.
Same as, like, James Harden. Like, it's kind of amazing that Kevin Durant's out there, honestly, like a year after coming back from a torn Achilles. So, like, I give him credit for being out there, but, like, you are wasting a lot of spots. Like, I don't know if Chris Middleton, like, is going to, like, was just jet lagged. He should play more than 5 minutes. But, like, outside of that, again, McGee had no business being on the team. Jeremy Grant has no business on the team. Kelvin Johnson has no business on the team. Really, I don't think Zach LaVine has any business on the team.
No.
Mm-mm.
Like, so, and there are better players that you could have out there that could actually, like, create offense or like be out there to do just the dirty work. There's nobody on the team that wants to do the dirty work.
Well, the thing is, like, and it goes back to the whole kind of debate of like pride. Like, do these players actually have pride playing for USA? Because, like, how many guys did want to really play for Team USA other than like Trae Young was the one guy I saw who actually tweeted something about it. Other than that, you didn't see players, you know, chomping at the bit when there was two spots available after, you know, the COVID issues and all that.
Trae wanted to play, and I think Trae would have been a good guard there. I think Trae, you know, would have been better than what Booker. I mean, again, like,
I'm not
picking on Booker, but, like, I'm just saying, like, you know, if the team is better equipped, you have to have a point guard who can create for other people. Yeah. And Dame's not really that guy. I mean, I know Dame can get some assists, but, like, unless, like, teams are trapping him out at half court, like, he's not a great passer. And, you know, Trae is somebody who would be out there looking just to get somebody other shots. Like, you need those type of point guards. And he likes doing that. And right now, the only guards Team USA has are scorers. And, like, that's with Bradley Beal being off a team. He's a shoot-first guy. Like, so is LaVine. So is Dame. Like, Jrue Holiday isn't much of a passer. But, like, you know, he's not necessarily a have-to-go-score. But, like, everyone else is just out there to get buckets. And, you know, that's that makes it tough.
Do you think pride is an issue, though, at all with just – because, I mean, you saw the quote from Dame, which basically was like, yeah, these other guys, like – play for their country like a lot pretty hard, like they go pretty, like they're giving it their all, basically.
And it was like, these are not the same players they are in the NBA, which right is true, but like, no, I mean, like, I think that's accurate. I'm not going to question America's pride because I think you have to be prideful to be out there. Again, Kevin Durant is out there. He doesn't need to be out there. He's a superstar. His money's straight.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, his standing in the league is straight. He's already won a gold medal, maybe two. I think two. You have to have some pride to be out there if you're him. Like, again, could be easily like, hey, I had a long season. I'm sore. I don't want to be out there. Same for, you know, I think you could say that about Dame Lillard, too. Like, hey, I could easily, like, be training for the offseason, training for the next season, worried about my contract situation, worried about whether I'm going to get traded. Same as Jrue Holiday, same as Devin Booker, same as Middleton. Like, I get that these guys haven't been Olympians before, but, like, you know, Middleton might have been, but, like, these other guys are, you know, coming straight off the finals, 18 hours to honor a commitment. So I won't say they're not prideful, but I will say that France and these other countries care more. That's just what happens when you're the fat dog. I mean,
well,
like,
I was going to say, I mean,
you're the hunted. I mean, the,
right. If you win, nobody really cares because it was expected. If you lose, then you're just going to get bashed like they pretty much are right now.
And I think you have to have pride to put yourself in that situation, too, because, again, it's a no, there's not really a big reward for most of these guys.
No.
Again, Durant already has his gold medal.
And another thing is, like, do we really care about a gold medal? I feel like the only time I hear about gold medals is when we talk about guys who don't have championships. So you try to, like, justify their career. Like, hey, Carmelo Anthony doesn't have that championship, but at least he's got all those gold medals. It's like, it's almost like a justification.
Yeah, no,
anything.
It's important for Melo's career. It's important for his legacy for sure. But, I mean, I'm not going to say, like, whether or not the players care about gold medals. I don't care about them. I think as Team USA in general, we only care when we lose.
Exactly.
They're in a bad spot of, like, if you win, it's expected, and no one really, like, it's not noteworthy. Except in 08. I thought 08 was important. 08 was actually pretty cool because you were coming off of a bronze medal. You had a Spanish team that was really good. And, you know, that was, like, whenever you put all of the NBA's biggest stars together. You had Dwayne Wade, LeBron James, and Kobe Bryant out there in crunch time together. And, like, you actually had some clutch moments where Dwayne Wade and Kobe Bryant are, like, putting the country on their back, and that felt like it mattered. Because you're restoring America to greatness, and then, you know, you win in 12, you win in 16, and now you're kind of getting back to the point where, like you were in 2004, where you're kind of sending the B team or the C team, some flawed guys.
Yeah, and that's something we really got to think about, though, is the grand scheme of it in the Olympic sphere, because USA as a nation relies on the gold medals from basketball, relies on those medals to be able to get them on the higher leaderboard, because we're trying to be the best, we're trying to win the Olympics, get the most medals. If you don't win this, something that's usually a guarantee for you, that's a really, really tough look, and you got some uphill battles that you have to climb.
It only counts for one, right? I mean, they don't count like the whole team, right? You don't get credit for 12 medals when you win this, right? It's just one. So, like, no, I don't know how big of a difference that is, especially like when it's like you're going to lose this to China, who you're like pretty much competing with for the gold. Like, China's not winning this, obviously. They're not in it. But, like, I think it's more just, like, a prod of, like, hey, we invented the sport. We're supposed to be, like, this global power. And, you know, Patrick Ewing, who was on the 92 Dream Team, came out and was basically trying to defend these guys, which is funny because you never really see the old heads protecting the new guys. But, like, Patrick Ewing was just like, yeah, it's hard to play now because of the Dream Team. All the current players grew up looking to us and watching us dominate the rest of the world, but the rest of the world caught up. You know, kind of trying to say, like, hey, the rest of the world's gotten better, which is true. But, like, there's still no excuse. Like, we still have the best roster.
Yeah.
Yeah, did y'all see the quotes from Damian Lillard saying that the European players are just play so much different in the Olympics compared to, like, the NBA?
Well, it's a different game. It's a different game. Like, you can take the ball off the rim. You can, you know, be a little bit more physical.
Traveling is different. I saw a clip where there was a guy actually working with the players trying to teach them, like, what's a travel in the Olympics and what's not, because it's a little different in comparison to the NBA. They'll call a lot more stuff.
Still shouldn't matter, and honestly, like, again, this loss, I don't want to call it a wake-up because you should have already been woken up. Like, you lost two exhibition games. I still think we're going to win the gold medal. I still think we just have too much talent. Now, maybe I'm going to be stupid and just keep saying this till the end, but, like, I think when we get to the knockout stage, like, by then, like, the team's going to have figured out, like, their crunch time five, right? Like, they're going to not have the excuse of, like, hey, we just got off the plane. This is our first game playing with each other, which was true in game one against France because, again, Booker, Holiday, and Middleton, you know, had just gotten there. So, like, this was their game as a team. You know, Bradley Beal's gone to it's a final roster. I still think they'll find a way to get gold. But, like, it's still – it wouldn't surprise me if they didn't at this point. Like, you know, I honestly can't say that.
Mm-hmm. USA just better hope that a lot of teams don't have multiple seven-footers on the court at the same time, too.
Yeah, which, I mean, like, that's problematic whenever – you know, again, going back to the Dream Team days, it's stupid to even compare because, you know, every game they played in, they had the best 12 players in the game.
Yeah.
Except maybe, like, the time they played Tony Kukoc's team, maybe you could have said he would have been, like, number 11. But he wasn't really better than any of the damn Dream Team. He was all-stars. Kind of the same in 08, except you could have said, okay, maybe Powell and Marc Gasol are both, like, somewhere in the top 10. Powell's really good. And plus, those guys had played together forever. You had that going. But, like, when you look at some of these games now, like Rudy Gobert, for as much as we make fun of him, Draven makes fun of him, and the rest of the country makes fun of him, like he's probably like the fifth or sixth best player on Team USA, especially on this roster. I mean, he's better than Draymond. He's better than Bam. He's better than Zach LaVine. Yeah. Those are three of the five starters for Team USA. Like,
he'd definitely be a starter, right? He'd be starting as the big.
Oh, yeah. He'd be the starting big man.
So, I mean, like, again, even just saying he's the fourth or fifth best player on Team USA, that's something we don't ever really say. Go to whenever they play Slovenia. You're going to say Luka would it be the first, second, or third best player on this team. Like, him and Durant would pretty much be the only argument, right? He'd be better. He's better than Dame at this point, probably. Maybe not. Maybe Dame's a little bit better. Either way, like, they're neck and neck. He's third at worst. Now, Australia doesn't really have that. They just have a bunch of good, like, role players that fit together. They don't really have a star.
Yeah.
But, like, the rest of the world, you know, has some good talent. But, again, still kind of inexcusable that this happened. Although there's no real danger of them not advancing out of group stage because, again, they played, what, the Czech Republic and Iran?
Yeah.
I would be shocked if either one of those games were within 20 points.
Should.
Am I missing anybody on the Czech Republic? Like, I'm sure they got some...
They all they got is Satoransky.
Okay. I'm sure they got some shooters. I mean, that is the thing about, like, the Olympics now is that teams can shoot threes. Although, France didn't. France just kind of beat them up in the paint.
Mm-hmm.
And passed the ball. Which is kind of surprising for as much talk as, like, we're talking about selfish basketball. When you look at the actual, like, assist numbers, France only had 18 assists.
Wow.
Team Dang. USA had 23. Oof. Was Fournier just out there getting buckets by himself? Was he just cooking?
Kind of sounds like it. Evan Fournier. Like, come on. So you still think gold?
Think gold. You taking the field if I give you the field versus Team USA? Because, like I said, I still think they'll end up.
I mean, odds-wise, France was, like, second-best team in this, right? Basketball and team basketball.
Yeah. So, I mean, that might be a gold medal preview, or I don't know how the bracket will shake out. I assume if they're 1 and 2 in the same group, they'll be on opposite sides of the bracket or whatever. But, like, you know, they'll have to beat France. And then the Australia team kind of beat them up, too. So, like, I mean, they'll have to play them. I don't know about Germany, if Germany's any good or not. I don't feel like they are.
Schroeder on that team?
I don't know if he is or not. He should be, but I don't know if he's playing or not. Australia, again, pretty tough, but like they beat up Nigeria by 17, so I don't know if that puts Nigeria in a situation where they probably won't advance because only two is getting out of there between them and Australia and Italy.
Schroeder is over there with Mo Wagner. Mo Wagner.
Okay. Are both Wagner brothers playing?
Or
is the one stay back here to prepare for the draft?
I'm only seeing one. But they do have Isaac Bonga over there, Maxi Kleba.
Okay, so they got some.
So they got
players.
Some players,
a couple decent guys.
Yeah.
How much?
Again,
are they?
None of them better than anybody on Team USA. But you know, they got NBA players. Like, I would like to see like if you do like a little bar graph of like NBA players on other teams, like at what point it like got over double digits because like we're there. Like I said, France has five. Mm-hmm. You just named what three or four on the Germany team.
Mm-hmm.
Australia's got a handful of them. Like the league is it's global. Basketball is a global sport. What are you going to ask, Raven?
I was going to say, in Olympics, just kind of in general, how much you guys been watching of this?
I've tried to find things. Every time I try to turn on something, I'll be finding the wrong thing. Then I just spend the rest of the time trying to find what I want to watch, and then it's over. Watched a little like hard court volleyball, which didn't love. It was just kind of they weren't close games. I watched a little badminton. I watched the number one player in the world from Japan beat the hell out of our American.
Pretty impressive.
Yeah. Absolutely beat the hell out of him. And then I watched the swimming last night. I watched the two semifinals for the women and the last one. Then I watched the 4x100.
The badminton matches, not badminton, the ping pong matches were getting kind of crazy too. Don't know if you saw some highlights.
I saw one play, and again, the American was getting dominated in that one, so I turned it around on that. I don't need to watch us getting our ass kicked. What about you? You found yourself watching it?
I barely watched any of it, honestly.
Wow.
I watched a little bit of the 3-on-3 basketball, which was kind of interesting.
That is
interesting. Yeah. How long has that been? Is that new?
I think this is the first time.
First time? It's kind of interesting.
There was thought that like we'd find Americans NBA players to play in that.
Yeah, I'm curious. Who did we take? Just three random guys?
Three random guys that like are specializing in 3-on-3 basketball.
Really?
Yeah, like they just that's what they train for.
Huh.
I don't know.
Strange.
And then I saw the walk-off home run in softball.
Oh, yeah. Mm. That was cool.
That was a cool moment.
That was. Sick.
I need somebody to find me like a schedule with like where to watch.
It's impossible. You can't. I just don't get why it's so difficult.
Yeah, just when in doubt, NBC.
Because I don't want to miss the running, and I would like to watch more of the swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Although, do we have any big swimming stars? I guess we had the there's one on the relay team last night that everyone was talking about, but I guess I don't know if he's still like at the top of his game. They act like he was older.
What was it? The Reagan Smith, right? Is that her name? The one that broke the record?
Oh, I was talking about the men's, but yeah.
Yeah, I was just swimming in general, yeah. Set the new Olympic world record in women's 100-meter backstroke.
Yeah. That was just the semifinals, right?
Though that's, yeah, it was semifinals, so yeah.
You know, the finals looked like it was going to be exciting tonight. I might try to tune back in for that.
Mm-hmm.
Looked like there were some storylines there. Then Ledecky will do her marathon swimming.
Yeah, Chase Kalise or something, just the former world champion at the 400-meter individual medley. Got the dub yesterday.
Have you all seen the ratings so far on the Olympics? I'm curious how many people are kind of tuning in and watching.
I know the opening night numbers weren't great.
Really? What started, what was it, Friday night, correct?
It was like at 6 a.m. or something, right, because of the time change?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know. I saw that they weren't happy with those numbers. Hour two in the books. We'll kick off hour three of headlines. It's Talk Sports on Fan Run Radio.